Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to LAID, the show about love and intimacy for the disabled. I'm your host, Stephanie Wallace. First, I want to acknowledge that we took a short hiatus last week. There was no show. And I'd like to offer my condolences to a dear friend on the loss of her precious daughter. Let her know that we love her and that we are here for her. And in that, I've been thinking about, you know, life and how short it is and how we spend so much time on unnecessary things. And, you know, no matter how long your life is, if you've got 50 years, 70, 100, at the end, it seems so short, you know. And it would be wonderful if in that time that we have been granted, in the years that you've been granted, that you learn to truly love yourself, learn to be happy, you know. Now, happiness is not something that, you know, you are all the time, you know, like, you know, you're not going to be happy all the time. There are going to be situations in life which don't allow you to be happy. But loving yourself is something that you can do. Today's topic is love thyself. And one of the things that, and understand that this is not a professional opinion, this is just my layman's understanding of loving yourself. And it's something that I am learning to do right now. You know, this is something that I'm learning to do for myself. Loving yourself, a lot of times I think it's misconstrued as pampering yourself, or even sometimes misconstrued as being selfish. I'm going to take both of these things and talk about them. First, we're going to talk about loving yourself being misconstrued as being selfish. And I look at that as the point of view of being a mother. And I'm a mother of 5 children. And a lot of times you hear women, mothers talk about putting your child first and, you know, things like that, which the well-being of your child has to come first. That is true. But sometimes mothers or parents may go a little bit too far and they put the happiness of their child before themselves. And when I say happiness, I mean that placating your child, you know, like appeasing your child, just trying to do things to please your child and make sure your child is smiling and giggling or whatever and satisfied with you. You know, but we can't always do that as parents. We can't always, you know, make sure they have the latest thing or stay up as late as they want or eat what they want. You know, all these type of things. We can't do those things in making the child happy first. We have to do what's best for the child first, you know. And also in that, you have to show your child that you yourself are important and that you yourself, you will take care of yourself. You can't make sure your child has the latest pair of sneakers and you yourself need shoes when you both can have shoes. Do you understand? If you don't spend so much on the sneakers or make sure that they have, you know, their Christmas gifts and all that stuff like that, but you put yourself in debt. You know, so there are things, there are causes and effects of things. And a lot of times, you know, we spend so much time trying to make other people happy and make them happy with us. That's not loving yourself. You're denying yourself. You're stressing yourself. You know, and you're teaching that person that their happiness is more important than you. You know, that your happiness is more important than, that their happiness is more important than your necessities. And I think that creates a bad imbalance, a bad precedent. Because, believe me, children grow up and they are ungrateful. Not every one of them, but it's just children are born into this world and we give them. That's it, because they need to be taken care of. You know, so they expect. And that's it. And that's how our children do with us. They expect from us. They expect us to fill their needs. And that's because we have since they were born. And usually that's the way it goes. So, you know, a lot of times children grow up and they are ungrateful towards their parents. And I don't, that doesn't necessarily mean disrespectful, but they start to take their parents for granted. You know, but you have to teach your children that your needs are important. You know, as that what you need, that there are priorities, certain things come first, you know, before their happiness. So that gratefulness, you know, that they tend to have, you know, it won't create this ugly, stressful situation. You know, and that it's something that you also may fall into, because we fall into it. We, you know, if it's something that we've been doing, it's something that we continue doing. Like, you don't need to treat a 5-year-old the same way you don't need to treat a 15-year-old the same way you treat a 5-year-old. You know, you have to start moving your children towards independence and doing things, you know, for themselves or whatever. I think I'm getting a little bit off track. But so loving yourself is not, you know, selfishness. It's not being selfish. It's you're kind of teaching people how they should treat you. You know, because if you treat yourself with importance, then you teach other people to treat you as important. I don't mean more important than other people, but you teach them to treat you as an important person. If you don't love yourself, if you don't treat yourself well, if you deny yourself, you know, all the time, then people will start to do that too. You know, look, you don't even do it for yourself. Why does somebody need to treat you well if you don't, unless they just have that in them? But why do they need to treat you well if you don't treat yourself well? If you don't love yourself, they don't need to. Because if you do, see, if you do love yourself, you're not going to accept anything else. You know, there's a certain standard of behavior. You know, there's a certain level of behavior that you're going to accept. I don't mean everybody has to love you just because you love yourself. But there's a certain level, a certain standard that you are going to accept because you love yourself. So you set a certain standard, and you are not going to accept anything less than that. You know, you treat yourself well, other people treat you well. It's that simple. You know, and the other part of, what I was talking about as far as loving yourself. Some people think loving yourself means pampering yourself, buying yourself expensive things or whatever. You know, I've seen the hashtag, I love myself some me or something like that. Yeah, I love myself some me. You know, and sometimes you see that hashtag when, you know, somebody, you know, people take pictures and put them on Instagram, you know, maybe some jewelry they have, some new something. So a lot of times it's with some material stuff. That's nothing. That is nothing. You know, sometimes people feel, you know, they're mistaken. You know, it's like you go out and you buy yourself all these expensive things or, you know, something like that, and you feel like that's loving yourself. But it's not. You can have a bunch of I'll give you this example. Let's say, like, you go out with somebody, and that person is rich, maybe. You're not. They are. You might be. Who knows? Anyway. But they shower you with expensive gifts and trips and this and that, you know. That doesn't mean that person loves you. That means that person has that to give. And this is what they're using to get what they want from you. Giving you things or showering you with things or spending on you doesn't mean love. You know, to me, when you love yourself, you are able to be with yourself. You are able to sit alone in a room with yourself for a day. You know, you might be a little alone. You might want some company, but it doesn't kill you to sit alone with yourself for a day. You do things for yourself that improve your situation. You know, whether it be your health, whether it be your education, whether it be your attitude, your character, or things like that. You do things for yourself that are substantial, things that are going to make you better as a person. This is what a person does when they love themselves. You know, you accept yourself for who you are, for what you are. And that doesn't mean that you like everything about yourself. But it means that you accept these things about yourself. You know, I remember for years, I would just blurt out, "I hate you." Nobody in the room, not talking to anybody, just blurt out, "I hate you." And one day, who are you talking to? You know, I had to ask myself, who are you talking to? And I determined that the person that I was talking to was me. And I broke down in tears. Because I never felt worthy. I never felt worthy. And so it takes work. It takes consciousness to love myself, to try and do something better for myself and with myself, to not leave this earth sad and have my existence just be a sad existence. You know, I have children who I love. I have grandchildren who I adore and I love. You know, but that can't be my only source of happiness. That can't be the only time I feel good is when I'm with these people, you know, or with other people. I have to be able to be with me, and I have to be able to find some sort of happiness. I have to be able to busy myself with something that's making my life better, that makes my life feel like it's worth living, to make my life feel like it's worthwhile. You know, I don't have to be famous. I don't have to be great. I don't have to be rich, but I have to be able to live with myself, and I have to be able to be happy with myself. You know, I have to stop, you know, with my health. You know, it was like, you know what, screw it, I ain't going to the doctor this week. You know, and I might not go to the doctor for a few months, and then I got to go back, and it's like you got to start all over again because I messed myself up, not caring, you know, about me. How do you not care about you? You are the only, you're with you. Everything you do, you are with you. Everything. You can't escape you. You can't get away from you. So why not love you? Oh, wow. I forgot to set the show for 2 hours. I do believe I'm going to come back and I'm going to set another show for maybe 7 o'clock. No, for 6:30. I'm going to set another show for 6:30. And I apologize. It was supposed to be 2 hours, but I'm going to set another show for 6:30. So come back at 6:30. Okay, bye-bye.